true meditation means simply to be, without purpose or goal, sitting quietly, doing nothing, accepting whatever arises, not hindering things when they pass. This is true meditation. The Emperor Wu built many temples and erected many statues of the Buddha. He fed hundreds of monks and nuns. He hoped by all this to earn a better rebirth for himself. He summoned the monk Daruma and asked, "Look at all the good works I have performed. How much merit have I earned?" Daruma's reply was blunt. "None," he said. "No merit at all." These days we may not believe in merit or the afterlife, but we organize our good deeds like a capitalist enterprise. A charity must be registered, must have its CEO, must have its accounts in order. We demand to know if our money is making a difference. We want to get more than we want to give. We're buying results, after all, paying for a better world, and we want value for money. Which is, perhaps, fine, as far as it goes. As long as we remember that registered charities are not the same as kindness, and the aid industry is not the same as compassion, and compassion and kindness cannot be accounted for. Compassion does not seek good value. Kindness cannot be bought. To say that a good deed is its own reward is just another way of saying a good deed serves no purpose outside itself, which is another way of saying to be good is to live without exterior purpose, to meet life asking nothing from it, to live in true meditation. It is pointless, as that old monk Daruma says, and it asks for no merit at all.